This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Quite so smooth, even if you're the VP of the United States. A technical issue sent Kamala Harris's plane back again to D.C. as she was on her way to Guatemala to talk about the crisis that we're having at our border with so many Central American immigrants coming to our border and illegally crossing over. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend and hung out with your peeps, whatever it is that you did. You might have been sweltering if you were in the Northeast or parts of the Midwest, while many of us were crushed again with rain and crazy, insane weather. Mother Nature has a sense of humor. So here's what happened with Harris. It was her first trip abroad, actually, first time to Guatemala and Mexico, and the plane had to be grounded after 30 minutes into the flight. After she got off the flight, she looked at reporters, gave them the thumbs up, that whole kind of thing, said everything was fine, great. An hour later, they had her back in the air. Because remember, there's a pool of reporters that also travel with the president and the vice president. So after, I guess, maybe 2 hours of the initial departure time, she was back and on her way to Central America. And this is actually important because we see what is happening at the border, and we see how horrific this is, that yes, and it gets cauterized, and for a while it stops, meaning the heavy flow of, you know, so many coming in. But then, because of the backlog in cases and the backlog of so many kids who came solo, the whole process of reuniting them and doing what you have to do has become a huge headache, nightmare, etc. for this country. And it's sad tales, too. It's sad to see these kids on top of each other. And even though, yes, people are hustling and scrambling and trying to do the best they can, but when you're overwhelmed, you're overwhelmed. So her meeting is very important. Ultimately, can Guatemala, can Honduras, can any of those countries stop the flow of people who are escaping gangs or other horrid things that are happening in their life, or mothers who are pushing their children out to get across the border because they fear for their lives and what will become of them? The root causes of migration from Central America and Mexico is a big, big piece of these 2 days of talks that she's going to have in some of those countries and in Mexico. And we know the root cause. It's drug money. It's nefarious people. It's mothers not wanting their children to have their heads blown off when they decide they won't do drug deals. They won't be part of what they have to be to survive in some cases. And in other cases, it's about, we don't have any money. We have no food to put on the table, and we see this opportunity if we can just get to the United States. So it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, comes out of this meeting that can turn our situation around. And I guess ultimately, too, the symptoms, the problems for the people in those places in Central America and in Mexico. But we know, even if we have just a little inkling of what it is, we know that some of those problems are not going to be solved because it's that tough to go up against drug lords who literally are kings and own little villages and have so many doing their bidding because that's a way that they can make money, and often they're forced into it. While that's happening, the G7 was also going on. So we start with politics. So the G7 nations will back a global minimum corporate tax of at least 15%. UK finance minister announced that Sunak in a series of tweets. That's how that first broke out. The reforms will affect the largest companies in the world with profit margins of at least 10%. Janet Yellen, our U.S. Treasury Secretary, who was in London for the face-to-face meetings, hailed the move, she's saying, as significant and unprecedented. So how do you enforce this global tax system? How do you make it fit for the digital age, as the UK finance minister was talking about? And how do you make sure it's fair so the right companies pay the right tax in the right places? And there, it's going to require that these multinational tech giants want to pay their fair share, right? So an agreement among the group would provide momentum, I suppose, for the upcoming talks planned with 135 countries in Paris. You've got finance ministers from the group of 20 who are also expected to meet in Venice in July to make this thing have teeth, to finalize it, make it not just lip service, to make it really, really, really happen. And then they're saying they want to reach an equitable solution of the allocating of the taxing rights, with market countries awarded taxing rights on at least 20% of the profit exceeding a 10% margin for the largest and most profitable multinational enterprises. You know, there's all kinds of conversations that are going on within the inner sanctum of, let's say, Apple, Microsoft, to name a few. But there are many companies that are going to look at this and are going to react in what way. And some of the major firms across the world reacted positively on the agreement. For example, Nick Clegg, who is the vice president of global affairs at Facebook, he wrote a tweet and said, yep, we welcome this. We've called for reform of the global tax rules, and we welcome the important progress made at the G7. It's a significant first step towards certainty for businesses and strengthening public confidence in the global tax system. Google released a statement saying, we hope countries continue to work together to ensure a balanced and durable agreement will be finalized soon. So it is about money. It is about having it equitable. But like I said, I'm sure there's going to be the balkers. I'm sure there is. 12 U.S. states, as we seg into the shots, you know, vaccinated. 12 U.S. states now have 70% of adult residents with at least one COVID vaccine. That's according to the CDC. The latest seven-day average of U.S. COVID cases is 17,289. Johns Hopkins University, that's the data from them. Many states didn't publish data on Memorial Day and may still be catching up on reporting. I think that's the case for some of them. The U.S. is reporting an average of 1.2 million vaccinations per day over the past week. Will that 70% become a reality by July 4th? That's what the Prez wants. There's even a beer company that will buy us all a beer. I don't know. Head of the mailbag next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, thanks to all of you. The mailbag is overflowing. In a lot of different directions, too, I might add. 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's dive right into it. This one is from Marv, who says, "Hey, Kate, do you really think that we are completely done with COVID, or do you think the variants will eventually get us again?" Ugh, wow, what a question. I hope that we're in the rearview. It's in the rearview mirror, but it's an SOB of a virus. It's, you know, still reaching out and grabbing some people. And no, we're not off the hook yet. And will we ever completely be off the hook? You think of the different possibilities of spreading viruses, of how viruses are transferred, open transportation, travel between countries, and the biggest, baddest scientists on the planet can't 100% roll out any kind of a net over all of us and say, that's it, you know, nothing else will get through. Of course not. And we've seen other viruses in the past and what they've done. So viruses in general, no. This particular virus, is it that we're luckier in the United States? Does it have something to do with that? Because we see that in Brazil, for example, there's still a massive struggle. We see that in India, same thing, and other countries in Europe are still kind of just slowly, what I would call slowly opening up. While it seems in the United States it's much wider. You're seeing lots of people, like I said, those smiles have returned. You're seeing people get together. You're seeing big crowds. This was a weekend that was super, super warm in the Northeast. Beaches were awash with people, you know, blankets on top of blankets and lots of people. So the old way of life is sort of creeping back in. Schools will be different for most kids because they'll be back in September or August, and it won't be, there may be some protocols, but they'll be back in the classroom for the most part, and they won't be doing the remote learning. But there are questions that definitely remain. And I'll tell you why. Because you, like, just when you think, okay, this looks like a lot of this is gone. It looks like the smoke has cleared and I feel better about it. You feel better about it. I've been out. I got on a plane. I've been to Florida. I felt comfortable. People, you know, gasped when I said I was going to Florida, taking the show to Florida, going to speak, going to do whatever. That, Florida is the worst. Are you kidding? Be careful, be careful. And of course I was careful. And of course there were protocols people were following, but it was great. Now, John Rahm, who could have won a huge golf tournament, you might not know him, called the Memorial, he probably would have won. I'm going to say he should have won, he could have won, in Mirfield Village, that's where Jack Nicklaus, that's, you know, his home turf in Dublin, Ohio, and it's a big deal, it's a big PGA Tour stop, but guess what? He had to withdraw with a 6-shot lead after testing positive for COVID-19. So he had a withdraw. Ranked second in the world, and the PGA Tour medical people, as he walked off the 18th green, where he is the defending champ, they pulled him aside and said, "We're disappointed to tell you this. It's a horrible thing. You tested positive." So he has to get, he had to get off the course. Even with that lead, he couldn't play in the final round. And according to the PGA Tour, to give you an idea of when we think everything's okay, he was notified that he would be subject to contact tracing protocols after coming into close contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. So he was allowed to remain in the tournament with the stipulation when he started that he'd be tested every day and was restricted from using indoor facilities like the clubhouse and the locker room. He couldn't do that. So he tested negative every day, but then the last day while he was crushing it and he walked off, he tested positive. So they knew that he had come in close contact with someone who tested positive, and sure enough, he gets it. So that means, to me, he's in his, what, 20? He's 26 years old. It says to me that, of course, there are still ways to contract this. He's asymptomatic. So he's got to isolate for 10 days unless he's negative on two COVID-19 tests 24 hours apart. So he's in isolation until June 15th, 2 days before the start of the U.S. Open. Huge, major, a major tournament at Torrey Pines where he won the 2017 PGA Tour event. And we don't know whether he got the COVID-19 vaccine because that wasn't disclosed. He was social distancing and doing those kinds of things, but we don't know whether he got the vaccine or not. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to this one from Brian. And Brian says, hey, Kat. That's okay. You can call me Kat. That was kind of a nickname in college. Joe Manchin, you've mentioned him a lot on the show. I know you have a great affiliate in West Virginia because everybody always calls you and talks about that. But how about the fact that he's going to oppose the People Act, and that certainly puts the voting rights bill in troubled waters? What do you make of all that? Well, he is always the pivotal Democrat in a split Senate, right? He says he is voting against the Democrats' voting reform package. And it's called, I think I just said that, or you said that, for the People Act. And it's a huge blow to their ambitions on voting rights. He says, "I believe that partisan voting legislation will destroy the already weakening binds of our democracy. And for that reason, I will vote against the For the People Act. I will not weaken or eliminate the filibuster." That's what he said in an op-ed piece that was published Sunday in the Charleston Gazette Mail, West Virginia, of course. And, you know, what the legislation would do was allow the federal government greater ability to implement a standard election framework across the country and allow the federal government to enforce civil rights law, which was rooted in his desire for bipartisan an opposition to what he sees as a nearsighted partisan effort by the Democrats. So that's where that he's not interested in reforms to the filibuster on voting rights. He said that, and he said now's the time to discard this bipartisan voting reforms and embrace election reform and policies, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it is interesting. Instead of passing the bill's Senate version known as S1, he argued the upper chamber should pass a reinforced version of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which would reinstate the 1965 Voting Rights Act with some additional provisions. I think this is just that tug of war that we're going to consistently see. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. You don't even have to ask a magic eight ball or a medium what's going to happen here. It's going to be the consistent tug of war. That's it. It's all about numbers. It's all about what team has the majority numbers and can get the numbers in order to pass whatever the legislation, but particularly in a piece of legislation that's as prickly as this one, where there is nothing but I want this and you want that. No, you want this and I want that. It's just that constant round and round that happens on the Hill. I mean, that's exactly, you know, what it is. All right, this is a good one. This one is from Carl, and he says, Kate, I know you used to live in Vegas, and I think I heard you talk about the Hoover Dam and being there and how you had no idea what an interesting tour it would be and how you went beneath the dam, and then you had a chance to also be on a boat by it and a couple of other things, and I thought it was fascinating. In fact, I put it on a list after I heard you mention that, never thinking I would get out of a casino and go do that, but now I hear they're almost out of water. Yeah, Hoover Dam it blows you away when you see it. It does. And you're in two different time zones, by the way. If you walk across the top of the dam, you know, you're connected to Arizona and to Nevada. It's wild. And on the top of the dam, where visitors look down at the white arc of the face, one of the Art Deco towers has a work of art that memorializes the purpose of the dam. And so you see this cascading water and lifting a heavy weight overhead. But forget about the cascading water, because they're running out of it. It's an epic water shortage. The drought, etc., is killing it. So it's going to hold the smallest amount of water, ready for this, since it was filled in 1930, in the 30s. So the water level in Lake Mead, which is the wet reservoir formed by Hoover Dam and holds most of it, has dropped 140 feet. Yikes.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced Sunday that he would not support the For the People Act, a sweeping elections bill that is supported by his Democratic colleagues. In an op-ed published in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Manchin said that the partisan support of the bill concerns him, and he instead supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is more widely supported. Manchin is seen as a crucial vote in the Senate, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans. And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge them to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the US. This is USA Radio News. Georgia's Republican Party has censured the state's top election official. Jeremy Scott explains.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censuring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The resolution says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epoch Times reports that Republicans accused Raffensperger of, quote, undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits and disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud occurring in the 2020 election. The state election board, which he chairs, has sent dozens of election fraud cases to prosecutors. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's on tap? I think that we just heard that, right? What's on tap? And that's what we're going to talk about. Coming up next, though, we're going to go to the man cave. And, boy, there's a lot to talk about the man cave. Speaking of what's on tap, a golfer withdrawing after a positive COVID-19 test, essential quality, winning the Belmont Stakes. How about this one? Simone Biles wins a seventh all-around title. And Julio Jones traded to the Titans in a blockbuster move. But when it comes to what's on tap, a couple of big things, including what is going to happen to a guy whose name forever is just linked to a popular Beatle. And when you think of the name and you think of ending the life of John Lennon, who do you think of? Do you know the name of the guy who pulled the trigger that ended John Lennon's life? And you do. I bet you do. It was such a sad story when it happened. And somebody just asked me this the other day. They're like, it was like a trivia question and asking me what, you know, what happened to John Lennon? Who was the guy who pulled the trigger? And he died of gunshot wounds. His ashes were actually scattered in Central Park in New York. And, I mean, sadly, it was a guy who had a crazy, wild crush on Jodie Foster. And The guy was Mark Chapman, and Mark Chapman is his name. Lately, has been back in the conversation, because there are whispers about, you know, what could possibly... He's 66 years old. He's in prison, and his penalty was 20 years to life. And he lately, like I said, has been raising eyebrows because he believes, and his diagnosis fell just short of schizophrenia, that he instructed his lawyers that he wanted to plead guilty based on what he had decided was the will of God. The judge allowed the plea to change and concluded he was competent to stand trial. He was sentenced in 1981 to that 20 years with a stipulation that mental health treatment would be provided. And as of 2021, so do the math, he is still serving his sentence. And the push is for release. And part of the what's on tap is the discussion about, as he comes back up again for parole, will he be granted parole? In 2000, he was eligible for parole, and he was denied. He's been denied 11 times. So what's on tap is, again, another request for parole. And you saw what the sentencing was, because I just filled that blank in for you. And that there's the question, should he be paroled? Should Mark David Chapman get parole? And the answer, I think, is, I mean, he fired 5 shots at John Lennon from just a few yards away. He hit him 4 times from the back. And he stayed there. He was stayed there reading J.D. Salinger's novel, The Catcher in the Rye, until he was arrested by police. He planned to cite the novel as his manifesto. So it's absolutely crazy what happened. And he shouldn't, to me, he shouldn't be paroled. There is another name who, not to confuse them, who's also been talked about a lot lately, because he's somebody who is coming up for the possibility, or asking for the possibility of, you know, release. And he has been released, actually, but his name kept coming up that he wanted more freedoms. So that's John Hinckley Jr. And you know his name because he went after Ronald Reagan. And he went after Ronald Reagan because he was saying this was related to Jodie Foster, that he was seeking fame in order to impress actress Jodie Foster, who he was obsessed with. And he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. He was under psychiatric care for over 3 decades. But then there was an outcry over the verdict that led to the Insanity Defense Reform Act of 1984, which altered the rules, rather, for consideration of mental illness of defendants in federal criminal court proceedings in the U.S., After 2020, a ruling was issued that Hinckley may showcase his artwork, writings, and music publicly under his own name rather than anonymously as he had in the past. Since then, he's maintained a YouTube channel for his music. So, again, another just crazy, twisted, related thing to using a defense. When should they be released? Should they be released? The whole thing. And he was a guy who grew up in University Park, Texas, and he went to, his family owns an oil company. He moved to Colorado, where the company was headquartered. He was an on-again student at Texas Tech, but then dropped out. Had just a crazy, a normal beginning, but had a crazy history after that. And in 2016, a federal judge ruled that he could be released from St. Elizabeth's on August 5th as he was no longer considered a threat to himself or others. And he's required to live. He's required to live at his mother's home in Williamsburg, and had, you know, requirements that were imposed on him, that he had to stay. He couldn't contact Reagan's family, Jodie Foster or Foster's family or agents or any of that. Can't watch or listen to violent movies, television or compact discs. At the time, can't speak to the press, online access to violent movies. I mean, it's interesting because there are check-ins they have, and that's something that's coming up. And these videos that he started posting to the site, as of June 3rd, and that's what's on tap part, what's coming up for him, he's gotten over 10,000 subscribers. Yeah, so that YouTube channel where he posted videos of himself performing original songs with guitar, covers, etc., you know, cover tunes, like Bob Dylan, Blown in the Wind, Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love with You, that kind of stuff, 10,000 subscribers, I tell you. And YouTube's okay with it, right? They're okay with it because the rules of social media keep changing. So I think what's on tap is how, as those subscribers grow, there's conversations about, would this violate some of the things that I said? Well, he's not watching violent things. He's not posting violent things. But would this be something that would also be tacked on? And can they actually tack it on or not? What's on tap for the former president, Donald Trump? Trump was in North Carolina over the weekend, and he was, I shouldn't say he was in North Carolina, he was actually speaking, well, he was speaking to the North Carolina Republican Convention. And before that, of course, people were visiting him at his at Bedminster in New Jersey. But he did return to the stage, so to speak, with a speech at this convention on Saturday. He has that symbolic leadership tag, despite the things that are now still being discussed about what happened with the last election, the 2020 election. But this second public speech comes after a couple of interesting rows with the Republican Party, as we see with the Democrats and the Republicans over some of the issues that I brought up. So he said he is very much looking forward. He keeps teasing about 2024. He teased that 2024 is a year that he's very much looking forward to, but he's focused on the midterm elections. He says the survival of America depends upon our ability to elect Republicans at every level, starting with the midterms next year. He attacked Biden's record on immigration, the economy, foreign policy, saying the country's being destroyed before our very eyes. And he also seized on COVID-19, on pursuing the origins of COVID-19, with questioning whether the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China, or not. Even at one point mocking Dr. Fauci for dismissing the theory in the past. But he said, I got along with Fauci, but he criticized his track record. So what's on tap there is, will there be a run in 2024? And will his voice carry weight and get a lot of Republicans elected at the midterms? Mailbag next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Yes, we are in the man cave. Oh, there's so much to tell you, but let's quickly get to it. If we were sitting here in the man cave, we would definitely be talking about a couple of different things. How about the Clippers? They clipped the Mavericks in Game 7. They were just too deadly at home. So Game 7s are fun to watch, 126-111. It was actually pretty close through most of it. Then a few minutes into the third quarter, I think, is when things started to turn a little bit more toward the Clippers. And off and on, the Mavericks would try to bring it back, but then they would get a cold hand. So how about that? The Clippers have become only the fifth team in NBA history to win a playoff series after facing a 0-2 deficit. 0-2. That's where they were. So they survived the Mavericks in the first round. They move on. They've also never appeared in a Western Conference Finals in franchise history. They're hoping to get there. Too bad for the Mavericks. Hats off to them. I enjoyed watching them this season. Luka Doncic is an incredible player. Posted 46 points in Game 7, but he's the star. They rely on him, and that's not enough. They need other people to pick that up. But congratulations to the Clippers for that very, very big win. Other things happening in the world of sports. Oh, my, there's so many to talk about, including this huge deal in the NFL. Julio Jones, the Falcons. There was so much conversation about what was going to happen with Julio Jones. Was there going to be a trade? You know, what was that trade going to look like? So the Titans were tied last season for the second most potent offense in the league, but they do a deal with the Falcons for wide receiver Julio Jones, who has definitely upsides for them. There's no question. The Titans picked up Jones for a 2022 second round draft pick, a 2023 fourth round selection. So Jones has 848 catches for 12,896 yards. Here's the key number, 60 touchdowns. 60 touchdowns, that's very big. Because you add that to what they already have offensively, and, you know, look out by adding that one piece. So once that all gets, you know, the trade might happen in the next 24 hours, once that all those details come in, but it's going to happen. It's just squaring up everything, I guess, is the best way to, put that, right? Besides all of that, there was, a big horse race in the middle of the weekend. On Saturday, you might have noticed, it's called the Belmont Stakes. And because there was so much made over Medina Spirit, who now was knocked out of the Derby after testing positive for an illegal substance in Kentucky, and Bob Baffert being banned, the famous trainer, from Kentucky, things turned in a much different direction as to what it could have looked like in the beginning of the horse racing big three, you know, the race for the Triple Crown. So the 153rd Belmont Stakes. Yeah. What could have happened? The betting favorite, Essential Quality, won. While all is being sorted out with Medina Spirit and the second test that was positive and all of that, and Baffert being banned by Churchill Downs for 2 years, in the middle, the 2-1 favorite for the Belmont won, right? And this is a very solid, good horse. Not a surprise that it was the favorite. And Essential Quality had the number 2 post position, went off, boom, even in the Derby as a favorite and finished 4th. And, you know, so, you know, huge to look for the field of the Belmont, 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes. You know, you looked at, one was Bourbonic, 2 was Essential Quality, etc. You look at where everything fell as far as the odds, and what that Belmont means is the Belmont race is big in New York. It's big for the Triple Crown because it's the capper. So Essential Quality wins, and that was a very nice win. Just a really good run down the stretch and made a splash. But I think the sport itself is getting kicked in the shins because of all the stuff with Bob Baffert and what happened with Medina Spirit. So, you know, they move on, I guess. That's the best way to put that. Simone Biles makes history because, once again, she does her thing so well, so much better than so many others that are out there now. Not to take anything away from them, but, boy, you go up against Simone Biles and look out. Another day, another record. She wins her 7th. 7th all-around title. Wow. Superstar. 4-time Olympic gold medalist. I mean, she's really the linchpin of the U.S. women's gymnastics team for this summer's Tokyo Olympics. Had huge numbers once again. Yeah. And this championship was in Fort Worth, Texas on Sunday, so she closed the door on her competitors pretty quickly. She's trained hard, they say, and she's been tested a lot, but she knows maneuvers and has come up with new maneuvers that she's full out. The U.S. Olympic team trials are going to be June 24th through the 27th in St. Louis. The Tokyo Games begin in late July, barring any kind of postponement or cancellation. So congratulations to Simone Biles. That's huge, needless to say, and a nice shot in the arm for Team USA as we move forward and go to those trials. Sad about John Rahm, couldn't win the memorial. Nothing against Patrick Cantlay. He wins, but it looked like it was John Rahm's to take, and then he tested positive for COVID, so he was removed from the tournament. Already he couldn't use the locker room because he had been around somebody that had COVID, and the PGA was aware of it, so they were testing him every day, and every day he was fine. He had a six-shot lead. He would have had a six-shot lead teeing it up on the fourth and final round at Mearfield in Ohio, a big PGA stop, but it was not to be because of that positive test. And this is the rules. This is where they are. So instead, it was Patrick Cantlay. He outscored Colin Morikawa in a playoff, and there was a huge crowd that cheered him on, certainly at the end, and that's a good thing because they moved on. But, boy, Rahm was incredible. He shot a 8-under 64 on Saturday, and that's what gave him such a bump as he kept moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. And he's number two in the world, and the win at Mearfield would have pushed him closer to number one, Dustin Johnson, in the official world golf rankings, but it all got wiped out, all of it, because of the positive COVID-19 test. He's asymptomatic. Don't know if he had a vaccine or not. Nobody's talked about that. But boy, he was setting the course on fire, this 27-year-old. And now he's got to deal with the 10-day isolation unless he tests negative for 2 days, at least 24 hours apart. Whatever happens for him, inevitably, the next one's big, the U.S. Open, and is he going to be there at Torrey Pines, and is he going to be okay at Torrey Pines? By testing positive, by the way, he lost $1.7 million in prize money. Ooh. Thanks for listening to this first hour of the show, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.